Max Kellerman from, I like to change the title simply because I've known Jay Williams a long time. Jay Will, Keyshawn, and Max joining us. You bring up, you're the anchor man on that show, Max Kellerman. How are you?
Yeah, anything you put in the prompter, I'll read. I said, what?
Hey, I've been there. I've absolutely been there. Well, right now, the only thing in the prompter is Tom Brady. So, Tom Brady retires. I know you're a Giants fan. You got two over him. Your thoughts on Tom Brady when you found out that it was over, first thing that came into your head?
I believe him, first of all. I mean, there's no way to be sure because he doesn't know, really.
Right.
Only time will tell if he's truly retired for good. But I did not think he was ever retired the first time because I heard what the reasons he gave were not good reasons. It's not sustainable. When you say, my family has sacrificed so much for me, now it's time for me to sacrifice for them. What that means is I can still do this. I still want to do it. I still love it. There's more in me. But I'm giving it all up for someone else or for other people. I don't think that is a sustainable way to retire. Like, you're going to come back. And sure enough, you know, a couple weeks later, he's back. So he never really retired. This feels different. He looked old, creaky this year. And a lot of that was, look, I thought that when he was on the Patriots, it turns out he didn't have any receivers, right? But
yes.
This looked a little different. But also, the way he announced it, the self-awareness, look, you only get one retirement speech. So I'll make this quick. The fact that, you know, he thanked his competitors, he thanked the fans, he was choked with emotion several times. It felt like a real retirement for me. And if you read between the lines, for the right reasons. In other words, I'm satisfied that I'm done now.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that the more you think about it, there's a lot of little tentacles we can explore, and we'll try to get to some of those. You know, it's funny for me when I think back about Brady, because I remember the beginning and the evolution of his career. He was a game manager. They barely threw the ball when he first took over for Drew Bledsoe during that run to the Super Bowl. So he went from game manager to what he has become now. And I find it funny that the best passing years of his career, they didn't win Super Bowls. I don't know what that says. I don't think it really means anything. It just means that it's hard to win Super Bowls. But what about the evolution of it?
The most prolific passing years, oftentimes, there's a reason you're dropping back so much, right? Maybe your run game isn't as good. Maybe your defense isn't, you know, like you need to, maybe just your offense is so spectacular, it indicates the team devoted more resources to the offense, right? So it's a little lopsided. So, you know, that may be one reason it's correlated with fewer Super Bowl wins for him. But absolutely right. In the beginning of his career, it's kind of like life. I think it was George Carlin who said, you know, when you're old and toward the end, it's like when you're a baby, right? You can't feed yourself. You know, like it's you're kind of, you know, you're teetering all the time. So, like, toward the end, you're not as competent a player at the very end as you are in the middle. In Brady's case, though, he was a far better quarterback, you know, the last, let's say, four of the last 5 years of his career than he was the first 4 years of his career. You know, he worked with Tom House, the pitching guru,
right,
who worked with Nolan Ryan. And Nolan Ryan, just like Brady, was a much better pitcher at the end than he was in the beginning. You know, Brady took very good care of himself and learned how to play and had, you know, special Jedi powers by the end of his career that he didn't have really, although he always seemed to be the guy who the breaks went his way. And at a certain point, you say luck is the residue of design. Like, he's very well prepared.
Oh, there's no question. He is. And that's probably what made him as great as he was, because it's interesting. I don't know if you know who this gentleman is. Gary Williams used to be at Golf Channel. Now he does a thing called Five Clubs Golf. And he actually tweeted out a story today about he just so happened to be on vacation with his own father and ran into Tom Brady and his dad after Brady's rookie season. And he said, I think I have a chance. They were playing golf at Ballybunion in Ireland. I think they were walking down the fairway, and Brady said to Williams, I think I have a chance. Belichick likes me. So think about where he was then to what he became down the road. What ESPN and Max Kellerman is joining us from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. all the former Patriots players that work at ESPN now and have worked at ESPN in the past, they must have Brady stories, but how do they talk about Tom Brady, the player, and Tom Brady, the person?
That he's a, you know, Jay was talking about it on the other day, he's kind of a guy's guy behind the scenes. Very competitive, joking around, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, people have obviously a lot of respect for him. Look, it, even from a distance, you know how, like, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar will write an article or he'll talk on some issue, and the feeling you get always is that he's the adult in the room,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's what I get the feeling. Like, I have a lot of admiration for Tom Brady. I get the feeling, like, that same feeling about Tom Brady. He's the adult in the room. When the reporter says something about his son, he doesn't like it, he shuts down the interview. Even the way he did that was responsible and mature, right? And when later on people were piling on the reporter for bringing up his son, Brady told everyone, lay off. You know, this is basically a learning moment. And even the way he just announced his retirement, the way he's handled issues throughout, he has a kind of maturity and wisdom, and always has, that you know, early on belied his years, and now, you know, because he's 100 years old, makes a lot of sense. But even so, every step of the way he carried himself was exemplary.
He's been old in football terms for 15 years. It is remarkable how good he was. And it was the ultimate Tom Brady thing to win a Super Bowl in year one in Tampa, wasn't it?
Not to mention, yeah, like the great debate of the 21st century in sports. There are actually two. One is Jordan or LeBron.
Right.
Right. You just never know because the answer is Jordan, by the way. But, you know, like there's no way to really prove it. And Brady or Belichick, who's more responsible?
Right.
Brady, you know, we're well into the third decade of the 21st century now, and that was the great debate of the century, of this new century, which ain't as new as it used to be. And Brady answered the question. You know, like I was shocked. I always just assumed it was more Belichick. And yes, Brady set himself up great with a loaded team and yeah. the whole thing, and left Belichick high and dry without a quarterback. Yes, yes. But Belichick has not won a playoff game since Tom Brady left, and Brady won the Super Bowl the first time he had a chance.
Yeah.
And he got by Drew Brees in the playoffs to do it.
I do think that, because you brought it up, I mean, the team that he left in New England had nothing. I mean, which is why he had to go, and while you could see it at the end when they were really helpless in the playoff game, you could tell that team didn't have personnel to help carry Brady. Brady is no longer capable of carrying the team. In moments, he can. But that Buccaneers team, as you pointed out, was absolutely loaded. Max Kellerman from ESPN is joining us here. I think the most fun part for me, and I am a recovering, I always say this, I no longer really care, but I'm a recovering Jets fan. So I've been on the short end of Tom Brady moments throughout when I was really a Jets fan back in the day. But I think my favorite part about his career, the evolution of him, is that when he got to Tampa, you could see the fun side. Like, I wished I'd seen that Brady in New England. I would have liked him a whole lot more throughout his career.
But there's a level guys get to. And one of the reasons I predicted the cliff is because Peyton Manning seemed to attain this level before his neck injury, where it was like, wait, he's old as the hills, and he's better than he's ever been. He just threw 50 touchdowns, right? And LeBron got this way before he started to go and decline, although his decline, like, he's still sky high, but, you know, he was better 2 or 3 years ago. That it's like, you ever see the movie The Last Dragon?
No, I have not seen. Okay. I'm going to ask you about movies here in a second, but I have not seen that.
So the movie The Last Dragon, Bruce Leroy, right, versus Shownuff was the big showdown. And Bruce Leroy, like, everyone's looking for the glow. You got that glow, right? That means you got that you're on that next level of martial arts. It's almost like magical. And that's where Brady was cruising. He had the glow. He couldn't do wrong. But I noticed that with Peyton Manning. I noticed it with Brett Favre. And then they suddenly, that it seems to happen like a meteor coming through the atmosphere. It burns brightest as it's burning up and then gone, right?
Yeah.
So Brady was there. But the crazy thing was, it wasn't just suddenly gone. He was able to maintain it for years and years and years. It was unreal. He got to the point where, look, he won the Super Bowl. Now, Mahomes didn't have an offensive line, of course.
Right.
But through 5 years, the greatest quarterback who ever lived by far through the first 5 years as a starter is Patrick Mahomes. There's no resume that comes close. No one passes the eyeball test. No one put up the numbers through the first five. Brady popped him in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Max Kellerman is with us. All right, you brought up movies.
They buy him into the Super Bowl.
It's amazing.
Year.
He was great.
Yeah.
Now, Brady was
the same kind of Brady luck, right? Which is the
sure.
Where the pre-snap penalty gives Brady the ball. Brady throws the interception to Gronk. AFC Championship over. Oh no! Wait, pre-snap penalty. Give Brady the ball back. Never looks back.
Tuck rule. All of it. All of it. Although I'm not going to call that luck. That's called Bill Belichick being smart and knows the rule. All right, quickly to
residue of design.
Quickly to movies. Will you see 80 for Brady?
I'm not sitting through that.
No,
stop it.
No way. Did you see Ted 2?
Of course.
it was sneaky good, wasn't it?
Nothing sneaky about it. I don't know why it was sneaky good. It was hilarious.
I generally don't like movies like that, but it was...
funny ones?
I was laughing. It was different kind of humor. It was silly humor, and sometimes I don't go for those, but...
But it was smart, you know?
Right.
It was stupid, but in a smart way.
The scene where... Well, no, you know, Brady's in bed. I'm sorry.
I don't think we can talk about
no,
that.
No, we can't. That's just phenomenal.
I don't know what you do in Raleigh, but the rest of us don't do that on the radio.
Let me ask you this question, because you already alluded to Patrick Mahomes. I give you one quarterback of today. Who is it?
Okay. Other than Mahomes?
No. Your pick of a quarterback today, you get him. Who is it?
Mahomes.
It is?
Easily.
Okay. This will get us back to, and we'll wrap on this area here. This will get us back to the debate. I still believe in my heart that there was nobody better than Joe Montana.
I'm not going to argue with you about Montana. Joe Montana was Tom Brady before there was a Tom Brady, but he was better in the clutch. Like Montana, 4-0 in Super Bowl, 13 TDs, 0 picks.
Yeah.
Says it all.
And the two game-winning drives.
If you're saying you're going into a game, you know, Martians have the death beam pointed at Earth, who do you want quarterback the game? I might also take Montana, right? Like, it's just hard to make an objective argument that he was the greatest of all time because Brady matched his peak, but his career is twice as long.
Yep.
And right? So that's how Brady nips Montana. But in his prime, you put Montana up against anybody. And even if but that's the thing about Mahomes. It's like I remember that era. I was a kid. I lived through it. Elway was the talented guy.
Yep.
He was like he was the big strong. He's Josh Allen, right? And Dan Marino was like Justin Herbert. Oh my God, from year one. Look at that arm, right? He's not the athlete maybe that Elway, but look at that arm. But Joe Montana was the dude. That's like Joe Burrow or something.
That's
right?
Exactly
like,
oh, right.
He's the winner. He's the winner. But there was no Mahomes because Mahomes is all those guys rolled into one. You know, he is more talented than everyone. The eyeball test tells you that. You look at the numbers, they're the best ever. You look at the team accomplishments, it's in line with the best ever. And, you know, like, and you roll it all up and then look at the first 5 years. Brady was never all pro in his first 5 years. Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
is about to win his second MVP.
Huh? I'm with you. You're 100% right. My guy would be Burrow, but it's because of the Montana. I think he is the most like Montana of any quarterback we have seen.
And
just the cool of Joe Burrow. All right, as we say goodbye to Max Kellerman, who you got next Sunday? There's a Super Bowl. Who do you got in that game, and why?
The Eagles, because they're the best team front to back, even since the preseason. Like in the offseason, you can see the roster and say that's the best roster in the NFL. It was the Eagles in the NFC, the Bills in the AFC, if you were paying attention before the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sirianni knows just how to use Jalen Hurts. And Jalen Hurts, the real thing I needed to see was, will he ever see the middle of it? But he put that work in, and they went out and got him A.J. Brown.
Yep.
But week one, I don't know, he's still not seeing it. And then week two on, oh, my God, Jalen Hurts is as good as anyone in the league.
Yeah.
So when you see – they only lost one game that he was in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a one-loss type team. The only – very, very few teams ever have been one-loss type teams, and they've been steamrolling everyone in the playoffs. They are, when at full strength, I think easily the best team in the NFL, and so I'm picking them to win.
Max Kellerman, at Max Kellerman on Twitter. I thank you very much for your time, man. This just in, 2 o'clock. So get to a television very soon. Thanks,
thank
man.
You, brother.